好，唔该晒傅主席。咁我哋咧就时间都问啦。咁我哋立即咧就转入我哋嘅文件第十二项嘅报告，前域多里道扣押中心嘅发展为呢个芝加哥大湾香港中心嘅最新情况，系我哋嘅文件400/2016。咁喺呢度讲咧就芝加哥呢个学校咧，即系除咗佢心急要建立呢个香港嘅分校之外咧。他其實也都很主動呢，就想將他們那個最新的情況跟我們議會交代，所以呢就今天呢，他有些朋友呢專登飛來香港就跟我們介紹一下，希望介紹完之後大家可以請教他一些大家想問的問題。我們歡迎嘉賓出席，他們包括呢就芝加哥大學的三位代表和一個工程顧問的團隊。 Mr. Richard Johnson， 芝加哥大學布斯商学院这个 Boos 那个行政人员工商管理硕士课程亚洲副院长 Mr. Gavin Tan， 芝加哥大学 Director Design and Project Management Capital Project Delivery and Interim University Architect。咁啊，芝加哥大學另外一個項目經理咧就係黃富林先生Simon。咁啊，另外咧就譚炳榮建築事務所嘅建築師林曉君女士。咁啊，寶華建築有限公司合約經理就楊先海先生。咁啊，中文大學保育建築師何心怡先生，佢可能就代表何培芬教授，佢係佢哋嘅 architect。咁啊，亞邦規劃設計有限公司景觀設計師魏澤文先生，魏生。咁啊 ，MVA 宏達副董事係郭正謙先生，咁多位歡迎曬。咁咧文件咧就係陳才喜、我同埋岑志恒委員三位入嘅。咁我諗我哋都唔保開放啦。咁我知道咧就芝加哥大學嗰度咧都會有個 PowerPoint 同大家介紹嘅。咁我哋就不如跟住嘅時間咧就交俾佢哋咧，就簡單同我哋介紹一下。嚇，唔該曬。We will do the PowerPoint.Mr. Gavin.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, Council members. Thank you very much for the opportunity to return to the Council and present an update. I'm pleased to share with you today the progress that we've made in the last 2 years. We were here before in November of 2014 to seek your approval, which you very kindly granted. Since then, our team has worked very hard to advance the project, incorporating all of your comments and those of the government and many other stakeholders. As a result, construction is currently in progress at Mount Davis. So today we'd like to present you with an update on the status of construction and answer any questions you may have. So with that, I'd like to start by turning it over to my colleague, Mr. Rich Johnson.
Good afternoon, everyone. Mr. Chairman, Council members, thanks very much. My name is Rich Johnson. I'm the Associate Dean for Chicago Booth, responsible for the Executive MBA program and for the campus here in Hong Kong, and it's really good to be back today. Some of you we know, and because there are a few people who we don't know, I will give a little, just a little refresher about University of Chicago, which is, many of you know, is a world-renowned research and teaching university founded in 1890. The University of Chicago Booth School of Business is the second oldest business school in the United States. The primary purpose of our center here in Hong Kong is to serve as the Asia campus for our top-ranked global executive MBA program, which also has campuses in London and Chicago. Chicago Booth was the first business school ever to offer an executive MBA program as far back as 1943. And our mission as a business school is twofold: to create new and enduring knowledge and to influence and educate leaders around the world. Our decision to move our program to Hong Kong from Singapore just over 3 years ago and the development of this terrific center at Mount Davis is our commitment to fulfilling that mission in Asia with a specific commitment to Hong Kong. Our unique Pure Chicago approach means that students who study in our Hong Kong campus are taught by Chicago Booth faculty who fly to Hong Kong to teach. They fulfill the exact same degree requirements as students in Chicago and receive the same Chicago MBA. This approach is unique among world-class global business schools. We've already established a presence in Hong Kong at our intern campus, which is located in Cyberport. Our third intake of very accomplished students started their program in Hong Kong in August this year. And our first class of students from the Hong Kong campus graduated in March of this year as well. In addition to our executive MBA program, the center will also provide short non-degree courses in business and other activities through our social enterprises initiative. But it will also be a base for interdisciplinary educational offerings from departments all across the university, including hosting undergraduate students from the college. Other university departments will offer research exchanges with faculty from Chicago and local Hong Kong universities, academic conferences and seminars, and a wide range of other activities through which we'll engage the Hong Kong academic and wider communities, as well as academics from around the region. We believe that the school's presence in Hong Kong already has and will continue to enhance Hong Kong's status as a hub for excellent graduate business education, as well as a strong financial and business center. This is also in line with Hong Kong government education policy. Just as one example to finish on, in the past 2 years, we've brought over 500 mid- to senior-level managers, executives from North America, Europe, and the Middle East to Hong Kong as a required part of their executive MBA studies. The vast majority of those students were in Hong Kong for the very
Development objectives. So this is just, like Rich said, just a refresher for the committee and for those committee members who weren't here 2 years ago. We developed the Mount Davis Project with a few objectives in mind, and I just want to highlight some of the key themes. The first theme is that we understand this is a very precious heritage site in Hong Kong. So with that in mind, we took great care to revitalize the existing heritage buildings and give them new life with the purpose of education in mind. The second objective is to open up our campus and the Mount Davis site for the enjoyment of the public of Hong Kong, which we believe will in turn provide a twofold benefit. The first is that we would be able to meaningfully interpret the history of the Mount Davis site, which, as you know, has been inaccessible to the general public for a very long time. The second benefit that we seek is to promote the tremendous natural beauty of the site and the fantastic views that it offers for the enjoyment of the public. So to achieve these benefits, our architectural design team has worked very hard and brought creative design solutions, which you will hear in a few minutes from Quan Lam. But I'd quickly like to look at am I going the wrong way? There we go. I'd quickly like to review our accomplishments in the last 2 years since we came before this committee in November 2014. So in November 2014, the Council gave us the approval, which we're grateful for. So after that approval, we continued to work on the remaining approvals that we were seeking from the government. So in April 2015, the Town Planning Board gave us a Section 16 approval. We continued to work with the Land Department, and we were able to execute the land grant in May of this year, which after that, we also received the approval on our conservation management plan from the AMO, which then led us, allowed us to conduct our groundbreaking in June of this year. After that, shortly after that, we were able to start construction in the end of June of this year. So we're very pleased to update you about that. So with that, I'd like to turn it over to my colleague Quan Lam from Bing Tom Architects.
大家好，咁好高興咧，我係項目設計師坤咧，咁就好多謝有個機會可以重温翻一次我哋嘅項目嘅設計俾大家知。咁睇睇啦，本來三年前咧嚟到呢個西咧就全部都係一片樹林嚟嘅，咁啊西面仲還海啊，好靚嘅風景。咁北面咧其實咧就有一啲歷史建築群喺度嘅，亦都有個炮台喺裏面。咁其實個山坡咧係好斜好斜嘅，我哋要揾個空間咧放個新嘅。 教學樓咧係好唔容易，咁我睇翻啦，過去嗰三年咧，我哋精心咁設計咗啦，咁最後咧就將個設計三層嘅主樓咧放咗喺南面呢個西侧呢度，咁特登仲有一層咧，特登係拆下沉落去個地面以下嘅，咁令到即係地面以下，但都係山坡嗰度啦，咁令到咧其實維多利道望上去咧就矮啲輕巧啲，咁其實另外咧北面呢邊咧。 仲有幾個建築歷史建築群啦，咁我哋都係完全保留咗佢啦。咁但係因為使用上啦，同埋走火啊，無障礙通道需要咧，咁我哋就喺新樓嗰度咧，楞咗一個新嘅絲打形狀嘅橋咧，駁翻去。咁令到咧又唔會話喺個歷史建築裡面咧，需要額外加翻電梯啊、樓梯咁樣，盡量保留翻嗰個歷史建築裡面嘅結構喺度嘅。 咁另外我哋都可以睇翻啦，絲打形呢個絲打形嘅橋梁咧，其實一方面咧，駁通啦，另一方面我哋咧好似沿住個山邊咁迂迴咁樣，就係 response 翻個山勢啦，同埋有啲大樹啦，都特登係避開咗。咁而呢個架空嘅橋下面咧，其實咧就我哋應該會詳細講下啦，有啲市民可以享用嘅園林平台空間咧，就可以望住個河面嘅。咁另外咧，大家都可以留意下呢個咁嘅歷史庭園啦。 喺呢個建築群中間嘅歷史庭園，我哋都會係咁樣保留翻。咁之後我哋都詳細交代下。 咁我哋講返我哋設計師冰 Tom 啦，咁其實佢嗰個一路嘅概念啦，都係覺得係成全一啲智慧咧，都喺大樹之下發生嘅。咁所以我哋都有個知識樹屋嘅諗法啦，咁啊將個建築物啦輕巧咁樣架喺個山坡之上，咁啊水土可以保持到之餘啦，啲光啊同埋通風咧都可以 keep 翻住嘅，咁亦都可以話分辨翻本身歷史建築喺坐落喺個山嗰度有個咁嘅分野啦，盡量分辨開佢哋啦，咁有一個好啲嘅詮釋作用嘅。咁嚟緊咧，我就會走入去個建築群裏面講一講活化使用嗰啲建築啦，同埋俾公開放俾公眾嘅一啲設施嘅。 咁首先咧，我哋如果沿維多利道行維多利道嗰個白牆啦，同埋裡面頭先講嗰個歷史庭園咧，其實我哋都會保留翻啦。咁喺呢個庭園兩旁嘅A樓同 B 樓咧，我哋會改變成為一啲嘅小嘅教室。咁喺個庭園前面咧，呢個叫 B 附屬樓咧，我哋會改變成為一個全域中心。咁啲市民咧，其實就可以入去咧，就睇翻啦。維多利道咧區壓中心嘅歷史。咁而炮台方面，其實亦都原址保留會開放嘅。咁我哋除咗根據翻古蹟辦嗰個發出嘅保育指引咧，保留翻呢啲建築群之外，其實加入咗一啲新嘅作用啦、功用啦，其實亦都可以係俾啲新嘅生命。 呢個咁嘅土地啦，同埋啲建築物可以有啲價值咁樣去繼續持續發展落去嘅。咁至於市民方面啦，其實我哋咧喺行過呢個維多利道咧，其實已經見到有一個新嘅入口，係望穿入去嘅話咧，其實見到好靚嘅橫流海峽噶啦。咁其實呢個白牆咧係有少少歷史意識意義喺度嘅，咁又係個拘留中心嘅歷史痕跡嚟嘅。 咁我哋盡量都保留，咁但係有個新嘅入口咧，就防消防車啊，咁各方面我哋都需要呢個新入口啦。咁亦都市民其實係 welcome 啲公眾去入去嘅，咁啊睇得到。 咁入咗個平台之後咧，其實頭先都講咗架空呢、這個架空嘅結構啦，穿過啦就會係有個好靚嘅園林花園嘅。其實喺學校開放嘅指定時間啦，都係可以開放俾公眾參觀啦。咁啊，大家就會喺綠樹林蔭啊裏面咧。
And the view, that
欣賞翻咧，欣賞翻咧啲歷史建築群啦。咁同時間，你譬如睇到呢度啦，有條樓梯啦，山景啦，可以行翻去個炮台嗰個地方咧，市民係可以欣賞嘅。咁我哋亦都會諗多少少嘢啦。咁因為而家咧本身咧喺個炮台出面咧係有個圍欄，有個叫啲鐵絲網圍欄嘅。咁我哋其實諗多少少啦，就將呢個鐵絲網圍欄咧褪咗入去喺個炮台，即係向地界裏面褪嘅。咁變咗炮台啦，同埋出面呢啲咁嘅地界嘅山景咧，其實啲市民咧都可以隨時入到去添嘅。咁啊，呢邊本身南邊啦，有一個公眾已經係公眾嘅步行道啦，咁係特登連接過去咧，咁大家就可以隨時欣賞翻呢個歷史建築噶啦。咁嚟緊咧，我哋講咗咁耐咧，嗰個設計咧就希望盡快俾市民都享用啦。咁啊，交俾我哋嘅承辦總承建商寶華建築。
係主席好，副主席好，各位議員好，我係楊先海，咁就係呢一個項目就嘅總承建商寶華建業集團，就寶華建造公有限公司嘅合約經理，咁就係會負責呢單工程嘅策劃啦、管理啦、同埋監督，直至呢個項目完成就移交俾呢個芝加哥大學嗰邊嘅管理嘅。咁接住落嚟，我會報告一下咧，就呢個工程嗰個預算嘅時間啦。咁喺工程時間上、交通上面嘅嗰個安排啦，咁同埋喺環境保護啦，同埋喺安全範疇上面咧，我哋會作出一啲嘅措施嘅。咁就上一張。
The last one, please.
咁就喺嗰個工程進度嗰個時間預算表上面呢，咁我哋喺六月尾我哋就展開咗嗰個工程啦。咁而家就進行緊個地基同埋平整工程，咁就預算會去到明年嘅四月嘅。咁個地基嗰個結構工程呢就會係由三月去至到六月嘅明年。咁跟住呢就會做嗰個上蓋嘅工程，就會係由明年嘅六月去到九月。咁就會接住落嚟就會係個外牆嗰個施工啦，咁就weather type 嗰個 building 就會係由預算喺明年九月至到年尾嘅時間去完成個外牆個施工，咁就內部嘅裝修工程咧就會喺明年嘅十一月就到2018年嘅四月，咁就之後咧就會咧會進行嗰個法定嘅各項嘅檢測嗰個程序嘅，咁就會喺2018年嘅四月到五月，咁就之後會喺第三季咧就會交俾呢個芝加哥大嗰邊個管理嗰邊正式運作嘅。咁而家睇到呢一個咧鳥瞰圖咧喺嗰條馬路就會係域多利道啦，咁喺左手邊就會係向堅尼地城方向，喺右手邊咧就會係向呢個數碼港方向啦。咁我哋亦都喺六月十八號咧就以進行咗一個簡單隆重嘅動土儀式啦。好，咁就而家講講我哋會喺工程期間咧作出個交通安排咧，就盡量避免咧就對嗰、那個社區咧就會減低嗰個滋擾嘅。咁就由於嗰個工地嘅嗰個入邊嗰個空間嘅限制咧，咁我哋咧就會有兩個門口喺呢個地盤入邊嘅。咁喺二號嗰個門口咧，我哋已經咧係做好咗㗎啦。咁一號嘅門口咧就要等待咧之後就做咗一個臨時嘅平台鐵台之後咧，咁先至可以使用嘅。咁喺呢個階段入邊咧，我哋都經會由專業嘅交通顧問設計師咧，都為我哋設計啲臨時嘅交通管理措施啦。咁亦都會經過呢個交通警察嗰邊咧，就協助我哋嘅。咁就盡量會對嗰個交通上邊嗰個影響咧減到最低嘅。
impact on。
好啦，對於有關環境保護嗰邊咧，我哋明白到咧，除咗一般嘅環境保護措施之外咧，喺呢個工地入邊咧，我哋都非常重視。咁特別有啲其他元素嘅，咁例如係有樹木啦，有好多樹木啦，同埋有古蹟啊嗰啲嘅。咁我哋會喺對於呢啲方面咧，我哋都會做多一啲嘅保護工作嘅。咁譬如樹木方面啦，咁我哋喺施工好接近嗰啲樹木要嗰啲位置咧，咁我哋都會咧架設一啲臨時嘅保護措施，例如木板啊或者係鐵絲網咁樣嘅，咁就避免咧我哋喺施工嘅時候咧就會破壞到啲樹木嘅。咁就喺古蹟方面咧，我哋都會咧每日進行嗰個咧震動嘅監測啦，同埋咧就係如果有啲工程好靠近嘅，我哋都會先做咗啲保護措施嘅，咁就唔會對嗰、那個古蹟嗰、那個有所損壞嘅。咁至於喺噪音控制啊同埋監察方面咧，咁我哋每個禮拜我哋都會咧進行一個咧噪音嘅監控同埋監察啊，咁就知道會唔會我哋嗰、那個施工嗰時咧就會有噪音會影響到附近嘅居民啊。咁另外咧喺空氣控制方面同埋監測咧，亦都係會有個控制同埋監測嘅嚇。咁就將嗰個標準一定咧就會喺嗰個法定嘅標準以下嘅控制到。
好啦，
咁另外安全各方面咧，亦都係我哋公司咧又非常重視啊。咁同埋亦都喺呢個工地上面，我哋了解到咧，就嗰個喺個地勢咧就非常之個平水嗰個差別好大啊。咁所以咧，我哋喺個斜坡上面去施工嘅時候咧，都特別小心，同埋咧都會係會我哋會架設一啲一個臨時嘅平台啦啊。咁使到個工程會喺個平台上面做進行咧，咁就會安全啲啦。咁就同埋我哋喺個地盤嘅最低位置咧，我哋都架設咗啲臨時嘅接水嘅措施啊，咁就避免咧就有啲污水咧就會流出個地盤外邊，影響到附近嘅環境嘅啊。咁另外咧，我哋針對呢個工地上面咧嘅特點啦，就係要樹木啦，要保護嘅樹木同埋呢個保育呢個古蹟啦嚇。咁我哋喺所有呢個工人入嚟地盤做嘢之前咧，咁我哋都會咧有一個培訓嘅，咁就會特別針對呢個地盤嘅樹木保護啦，同埋呢個保育嗰個觀念咧，就會提將佢哋提高然後先至會俾佢進行施工嘅。咁就另外亦都會會提供一啲咧獎勵嘅計劃，咁啊即係推廣嗰個工地安全同埋提高佢哋工人嗰啲意識啊，咁啊令到咧佢哋可以咧喺呢個工地入邊進行施工嘅時候咧，亦都唔會影響到樹木啊同埋啲古蹟嘅啊。咁就我個報告係咁多先，唔該。
唔該曬楊生。Any more？
請問仲有冇其他嘅補充咧？
I think we can conclude our presentation and we're ready for questions.
好多謝佢哋幾位嘅詳盡嘅介紹。不同大家講咧，呢個 PowerPoint 咧徵得佢哋同意咧，我會俾大家會後可以俾大家再詳細即係參考嚇。咁咧就睇下就住呢個文件呢個 update， 睇下大家有啲咩問題意見一評啦，請大家撳燈。今次我哋又喺嗰邊翻。嗰邊就應該係岑生請你可以開始
啦。多謝主席。我想問施工嗰度一個問題啫。因為嗰笪地方咧，其實會經過域多利道咧，咁我都經常去嘅，嗰度都少少窄嘅。咁我想問下即係施工嘅時候咧，其實佢係會用邊一種形式嚟到起出來？因為我有兩種方法，一就係已經砌好咗某啲工件，即係嗰座大樓啊，一啲因為你好大特色噶嘛。咁有啲部分可能冇辦法喺個即係場地嗰度做啊。咁於是咧砌好咗，然之後用個巨型嘅車咁運入去。咁但係嗰度咧比較窄嘅，嗰度真係平日咧都有少即係會塞地車嘅。如果再即係咁樣運落去，你即係我只不過建議啫，你會唔會即係有諗過交通嗰度要有啲安排，要特別安排咁樣？
阿楊生，你唔需要依家答住，你等佢哋問曬先，然之後你一個評一評嘅回應，好嘛？你記得啲問題啊，嗱，阿陳生。
另外係咪有即時傳譯嘅？即係我唔需要轉翻英文。
唔需要
嘅。唔需要嘅。咁我就想問一問director 啦，咁就睇下其實佢哋而家係咪有即係啲軟件方面啊？佢哋嗰間大學咧，而家係咪已經同香港嘅其他嘅大專院校有聯繫嘅？即係某啲好似 space 咁，即係會同其他某啲大學會已經有聯繫。同埋佢哋嘅課程咧係有冇啲咩佢哋嘅特色，即係芝加哥大學特色，會唔會話即係如果佢全部啲課程同其他大學一樣嘅話咧，會唔會同其他大學做成競爭咧？嚇，呢個我想講呢樣嘢。唔該曬。
清楚。跟住咧就去到阿金乃威員，金員，唔係阿鄭麗健員。
多謝主席。幾個問題啦。首先咧就係最先你哋可能開工嗰時咧，我哋都見到啲報道咧，有關於樹木。就好擔心你係咪會濫斬嗰啲樹木，即係當然佢就可能未有啲資料喺手啦。所以總言之，我見得到嘅就有開嚟問我：喂，嗰度有斬樹喎，點解斬得咁恐怖嘅？即係變咗喺外邊睇咧，可能又唔知你裏邊做緊啲咩嘅工程。咁所以咧，裏邊一片本來係樹林嘅地方咧，大家覺得哎呀，又有啲US 喺度做咧，就係咪去斬個樹木啊？呢個情況第一。第二就其實我由始至終咧，我都好反對將個白牆咧中間斬開一橛，就作為你哋個大學嘅一個迴旋處，即係將來可以轉車俾消防車通道嗰個情況嘅，我係覺得會破壞咗呢個拘留中心原先嗰個原有古蹟嘅一致性。咁但冇辦法啦，今日睇翻個進展都係一定要咁樣處理㗎啦。雖然我寫到啲反對意見都冇乜用啊，發覺。咁我好希望咧，將來呢一個之前一個拘留中心確實喺香港。二次大戰之後嘅國民黨啊，或者往後嘅唔知咩黨啊，啲拘留中心呢一段嘅歷史咧，我係好希望將呢一個嘅過去幾十年，我哋大家對於呢個地方都好神秘。不知道在什麼地方有什麼人在裡面被拘留也都可能未必知道，知道都可能不應該說。那我希望呢這些資料呢，如果將來在這個地方開放給公眾的時候呢，是可以有一些很清楚的牌啊，或者有一些很清楚的資料，讓華人起碼都即知道我們這個的國共裡面那個我唔知叫鬥爭咧，即係佢國共嘅鬥爭延伸嚟香港，可能啲特務被拘捕啊，或者好多人困咗裏邊啊，呢段歷史我哋真係唔知嘅，但我就係好希望呢個真實嘅古仔，我唔知道你哋咁多位係咪可以揾一啲嘅學者或者一啲嘅專家俾到嘅意見，點樣可以寫得翻呢一段嘅資料，俾翻將來嘅我哋嘅香港人去知道咯，咁我覺得會更加理想。
唔該啊，陳，唔該曬，陳彩
喜，多謝，亦都歡迎翻之間嘅大朋友再次上嚟區議會啊。咁就幾個問題要跟進啊，首先就話其實之前我都反映過就話那個斬樹的數目就比較多的，咁就我知道你哋有個保種計劃嘅，咁我希望可唔可以 update 翻嗰個保種計劃嘅時間表，同埋嗰個樹種啊，同埋點樣種快種翻咩位置，我哋即係可唔可以逐會後盡快俾到我哋？呢個第一，第二就係關於歷史嗰度咧，我諗我哋都希望貴機構成為一個保育歷史，唔係一個即係。踐踏歷史啦，即係起碼真係保育歷史嘅一個典範啦。咁呢度點為之典範咧？我諗就話最重要一個核心問題就係尊重歷史咯。就話係呢個地方其實就你哋知，我知道你哋會有一個房或者一個叫做係，就唔係叫廟師人啦，有個起碼有個展示中心啦，咁啊咁傳識中心啦，咁嗰個唔係一個博物館啦嚇。咁不過我諗就因為有一部分嘅曾經喺裏面住過嘅人士咧，仲在生嘅嚇，咁佢哋都有個好強烈嘅訴求咧，就話響呢個改裝之前咧，能夠可以入到去做一啲嘅攝錄啊、拍照啊等等。不過於因為之前嘅政府部門又比較官僚咧，就唔俾人入啦。咁而家你哋而家就正式進場啦，咁樣。咁我理解咧，你哋都有做咗一啲嘅記錄，包括呢個相片記錄啊咁樣。咁咧，我諗除咗相片記錄之外咧，就一啲嘅好似天星碼頭嗰個做法就係 3D 嘅一個啲嘅，即係將佢立體化咗一啲嘅事。 會唔會考慮咧？咁樣即係成個響未出呢個樹屋之前，即係喺個原汁原味嘅展示嗰時候咧，一個 3D 嘅一個掃描，將所有嘅即係原汁原味咁樣將佢嗰啲嘅情況保留下來。第三咧，關於個軍事遺跡嗰度咧，咁之前我亦都希望響呢度做一個軍事徑，由海邊上去山頂呢上邊啦。咁而家你聽到你哋會做翻呢一幅部分嘅嘢，不過我諗就軍事遺跡嗰度係咪可以有政府部門？因為今日冇相關部門喺度咧，即係佢哋嗰個角色都重要嘅。即係其實係依個階段嚟講，嗰個保留情況我都想聽多少少啦。
好啦，跟住係副主席。
係啊，主席，咁呢個係好即係好有具價值歷史嘅一個建築物啦。咁相信翻新之後咧，好多地方都同以前啱啱睇個設計圖都同以前即係好大嘅分別啦。即係我想到時有個傳譯中心咧，傳譯中心咧就希望能夠展示到邊啲係而家係以前到而家保留翻嘅。咁同埋咧我唔知嗰個開放時間係咩，即係而家係咪24小時？因為係咪24小時啲居民都可以入去裏邊有個即係觀景台又好靚，可以見到成個海峽。好景嘅，好靚嘅，係咪你要開學？唔知開幾點啊？因為好早咧，嗰度有啲居民咧喺晨運嘅，係咪？而家晨運啲居民都係咪都可以行入去，可以去睇到嗰個靚嘅海景咧咁樣？
好啊，主要亦都有幾個意見啦，就好似其他議員咁個儲蓄區咧，即係呢度咧有兩個歷史噶嘛，一個係軍事遺跡嘅歷史啊嘛，係軍事嘅歷史，另一個就係蓄區留所啦嚇，即係呢個。1949年之後有個即係拘留嘅作用啦嚇，咁所以呢兩部歷史都有唔同啦，咁特別後嗰部分咧比較敏感，咁所以我覺得你做呢個歷史嘅時候咧，可能即係既要民間嘅蒐集，亦都可能同政府相關嘅部門嘅 AMO。即係我知何教授、何本英教授，佢就好在行呢啲咁嘅歷史噶啦。咁即係希望喺呢方面咧，盡量做到咧，即係都係有個準程喺度啦。即係亦都係忠於個歷史。即係呢度我哋好期望能夠即係做得好啦。咁啊，外圍嘅山路嗰度咧，我唔知嗰個地權係屬於邊個咧。即係如果你哋都係你哋可以包括你哋嘅。工程裏面呢其實是不是可以做好一點呢，讓多些居民可以利用你這個山路呢可以落到下面或者去多些地方呢，因為那個地方是一帶都很漂亮，即我見到正為那個地方都做得挺好。我亦都想問呢，你過咗條馬路對面嗰度工人宿舍呢，你都有冇介紹到咁、你哋將會點做呢？咁最後呢，對於你嗰、那個即係都好順利啦，前期即係政府都批咗好多批文俾你哋啦，咁都供俾你哋啦。咁但係你哋計劃呢就去到2018年8月呢就可以完工開始收生。咁即係佢哋依家其實嘅時間就唔係好多嘅。咁我睇你2017年嗰、那個即係明年嗰個工程呢，就即係喺今年到明年一年嘅時間呢，你就要起好上蓋呀，即係要裝修埋呀。咁呢個我唔知你哋嘅信心係咪可以達到呢，咁有幾個問題。好嘛，咁或者就住正話呢啲委員嘅問題都請你一併作答。
So, for the first question regarding construction, I'd like my colleague Eddie to provide an answer to that one.
回應翻岑議員嗰個問題咧，其實就正正咧就同岑議員我哋嗰個考慮咧就一樣嘅。由於嗰個Victoria道咧嗰個道路咧就比較狹窄啦，咁同埋咧我哋入邊嘅場地咧亦都唔夠，所以咧我哋咧喺建造嘅過程咧，我哋唔會選擇咧嗰啲大型嘅預製件咧，咁亦都所以咧唔會牽涉到啲大型嘅一個車輛啦，咁亦都因為我哋唔希望有啲重型嘅機械，咁啊會有機會咧就會對嗰個歷史建築咧就會有損壞，咁所以我哋冇選擇大型嗰個預製件嗰個施工嘅方法嘅，咁全部都會喺嗰個工地入邊嗰度開始做建造嘅嚇，即係回應翻劉審員嘅問題啊。咁就另外對於嗰、那個喺2018年那個完成嗰時間咧，咁這個是緊的，但是我們都是有信心的。
Very good.
Mr. Gavin? Great. So, I, The second question regarding the education program, I would like to skip that, and I'd like to address the questions on landscape and tree compensation. Right? So I'd like to ask my colleague Chuck to provide a response.
鄭議員你好，陳議員你好，咁啊回應翻你哋關於斬樹嘅問題先啦。咁咧就喺上年啦，我哋就入咗一個綠化總圖同埋樹木移除嘅申請俾規劃署嘅。咁今年咧二月份咧就批咗嘅。咁咧關於個斬樹嘅數量咧，係其實數量似乎就好似好多啦，即係有成247棵係批咗斬嘅。咁佢原生咧就有352棵樹，佔嘅比率似乎就好高嘅。咁但係喺當中咧有75棵咧就係嗰啲有侵略性嘅銀合歡嚟嘅。咁呢啲樹木政府就係encourage 去斬嘅。咁另外咧仲有31棵係死樹嚟嘅。咁死樹都會構成即係風險嘅，因為佢會隨時會冧啊，同埋都建議移除嘅。咁另外其餘嗰141棵咧就係有健康問題嘅，同埋因為啲地勢咧嘅原因咧，就令到嗰棵樹唔適合去做移種嘅。咁變咗呢一扎樹其實斬咗呢都係有啲咁嘅原因嘅。咁至於保種計劃，我哋其實呢都盡量去種多啲樹㗎，即係已經考慮曬合理嘅間距啊，同埋識啲斜坡啊，即係有啲地係唔適合種嘅，有啲係rocky 啲硬啲嘅地呢就唔適合種，同埋喺啲斜坡度。咁我哋都會保種返100棵嘅compensatory tree 喺個 site 嗰度。咁另外除咗樹之外咧，我哋都會種翻其他嗰啲地坯嘅植物啊，同埋灌木咧，咁去美化翻佢嘅。咁地政亦都喺6月份咧就批咗我哋嗰個斬樹同埋樹木移除嘅申請啦。咁另外有5棵樹就係批咗係搬嘅。咁至於個時間表嗰度咧，我哋就會做到完工嘅。咁通常都係臨到完工咧先至保種嘅。咁呢個都係 common practice 嚟嘅。咁政府都會 check 翻我哋係咪有根據睇咗嘅圖咧去種翻咁多棵樹啊，同埋係咪種翻嗰啲品種啊？咁品種方面我哋都係考慮，即係佢嗰個地方近海啦，同埋有陡峭啦，咁啦都有好多種嘅樹係propose 咗係做 compensatory tree 嘅。咁其中有黃梗啦，因為黃梗比較 hardy 啲嘅，比較即係適合個當地，同埋有水翁啊、大花紫薇啊，咁其他品種就唔再逐棵咁樣講，逐樣咁樣講啦。咁就到時政府都要 check 翻我哋係咪根據圖紙做，同埋我哋都會定期即係政府規定我哋 quarterly 一年四次啦，就要做翻個報告，嗰啲樹究竟變成點樣啊，個狀況點啊？咁如果有啲樹死咗啊，或者係即係有問題，咁佢哋都會知嘅。咁如果有需要再補種啊，咁我哋都會跟翻政府嗰個要求去做嘅。咁仲有冇其他關於樹嘅問題？
差唔多係，
唔該曬。
So regarding the all the questions on the history of the site and the heritage interpretation center, I'd like to ask our heritage consultant May to respond.
May,
okay. 多謝大家。咁我即係先即係回答關於呢個地方啦。咁尊重歷史咧，其實我自己本身咧都對呢個地方咧都好有感情嘅。咁所以其實尊重歷史，我哋會即係會盡量去做曬，即係尤其是呢個地方，佢唔單止係一段歷史啦。咁其實佢過去有其實主要有三段嘅歷史。由最初銀禧炮台啦，咁其實中間喺30年代尾佢銀禧炮台建成啦，佢同摩星嶺嗰個軍事嗰個關係係點樣樣啊？咁跟住到佢中間佢就同嗰個工程兵做一個地方，佢都係有用過嘅。咁我都會尊重個歷史。咁到去譬如60年代嗰個拘留所嗰個歷史咧，就俾更多人去認識啦。咁其實 三段歷史我們都會呢如實 去陳述，會方便的情況的。所以在資料搜集的時候，我們都會進不同的媒介，譬如一些譬如我們譬如關於口述歷史或者一些文獻上面的東西都會去搜集嘅。咁此外呢，另外就係譬如關於嗰個傳釋中心啦。咁傳釋中心我哋而家其實都仲喺一個設計嘅階段。咁但係有個初步嘅構思呢，就係我哋因為其實而家傳釋中心所在嘅位置呢，其實就係以前呢喺拘留所嗰個年代其實係接收嗰時政治犯嘅地方嗰座嘢。咁我哋嗰個原意呢，就係將嗰座嘢主要所有嘅裏面而家嘅佈局啊，所有嘢都係即係唔喐咁咧，咁佢再配合一啲展示嘅，譬如有一啲三維嘅電腦嘅掃描啦，咁其實我哋都有做過嘅。咁呢個咧都係一個可以考慮我哋即係將來點樣展示嘅方法啦。咁另外就係關於軍事遺址，譬如而家我哋點樣樣去保育佢咧？咁而家其實喺我哋個架內邊有一個炮台啦，咁同埋佢本身佢側邊咧，佢都有一個嘅個火藥嘅儲存庫啦。咁其實嗰個咧都會原址保留嘅。咁其實頭先提過佢嗰個鐵絲網又噴入咗啦。咁其實將原本能希炮台其他另外兩個原有的炮台其實將它重新連結在一起的，所以其實即對於軍事遺址是有幫助於即將來公眾人士去參觀的時候會更加認識到即整體那個銀禧炮台的歷史咯。咁就我想大致那個關於那個歷史個方面的保育就係咁多。
Oh, Mr. Kevin.
Great. So, thank you, mate. So, I'll just take myself two quick questions. There was a question about the building across Victoria Road, Block D,
the east side of the street.
That is not part of the land grant, and that is the property will remain the property. The second question related to operating hours and the campus opening hours. To this point, our team has been focusing on getting the construction started. So right after the end of the year, or beginning of 2017, we will focus on devising the plans for campus operation of the interpretation center and things of that nature. So I intend to come back and present those updates in the future. Lastly, the questions pertaining to the educational program, I'd like to ask my colleague Rich to respond to that.
Sure, thank you. So there were two questions. One is about partnering with other universities. So we don't partner on our degree programs with other institutions, but we do work very closely with them on non-degree programs, on academic seminars, conferences, and many other areas that we work. So we are closely engaged with a number of our alumni are actually faculty members in local institutions, including HKU and HKUST. So we already have very close relationships and will continue to work with them on other types of academic programming outside of the academic, outside of the degree program. Regarding what makes our program unique and special, well, the Chicago approach, the pure Chicago approach that I described earlier of teaching the same degree and the same program with the same faculty is one of the things that makes our program unique. There is no other program that does that. The students get exactly the same experience and exactly the same degree that they would get if they went to our program in Chicago right here in Hong Kong. I think that combined with our approach to teaching, the Chicago approach, which is a very academic fundamental approach using framework teaching frameworks across all business areas and disciplines, and the combination with that and having one of the, if not the best business school faculty of any school in the world here in Hong Kong makes us a very unique proposition. That said, do we compete? Sure. You know, there's certainly a number of very good, very strong executive MBA programs in Hong Kong. But for us, that's, you know, we're Chicago, so we enjoy competition. We think competition is important. And we think it makes everyone better, and part of our in our admissions process is really about matching the right students with the right programs. And so certain students will find our proposition more valuable, and they'll find that other students will find another school's proposition more valuable. And that's what we spend our time
on. No more.
I think that covers it, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you. 學術上的競爭是良性的競爭，不應該是好的。咁呢個都係目的，就係要帶動香港嘅教育嘅水準啦。希望佢哋能夠達到。咁最後 Mr. Kevin 都講咧，咁上下佢 brief 我哋啦。咁所以我諗我哋都唔再討論啦。咁啊，期待如果大家仲有啲咩問題咧，下次佢嚟嘅時候，我哋可以問佢。最後好嘛？好。
係，剛才提到口述歷史咧，咁我諗如果需要訪問住過喺裏邊嘅人，我都可以介紹嚇。咁啊，同埋咧就係話嗰個唔止係嗰即係住嗰啲人，就係話分兩堆人，一堆人即係俾人扣留，一堆就喺度工作嘅人啦。咁我諗可能去英國或者有冇啲殘餘嘅朋友，咁啊，即係朋友喺香港咧，咁啊，即係可唔可以即係兩邊嘅人都要訪問啊？可唔可以？
退咗休啊，未退休啊嘛，好嘛？
我回答翻，因為我諗我哋做研究咧，其實係其實盡力去揾即係多方面嘅角度去睇呢件事。所以其實如果可以即係無論係即係嗰時被囚嘅拘留人士，或者係嗰時喺度做嘢嘅，而又可以揾到咧，我係絕對係會放佢嘅機會，係啊，咁係咯，咁我會遲啲再聯絡議員，你可以有。
啊，你會有。聯絡翻我哋陳博士啊，呢個都係博士啊。好，咁我啱我哋結束個文件嘅討論，好多謝你。咁啊，期待下次再同我哋 update 好嘛 ？Mr. Kevin， 好，唔該曬。
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman。
好，唔該曬。Thank you。咁我哋送走佢哋之後咧，我哋就要好快脆，因為過咗大半個鐘頭。咁啊，希望大家跟住討論嘅時間咧，就會比較快啲。